Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
Imagine a future where travelers will no longer have to put up with crying infants, seat-kicking toddlers, or window-shade-slamming preschoolers. A world where the only noise is the hum of the engine. Children are banned from airplanes until they're fully airplane trained. One kick on the seat, hit the call button, and the family will be escorted out. As they make their way out down the aisle, let's not forget to use our judgmental looks to express our disbelief, especially toward the mom. What have you done to your kids? How could you infringe on other people's comfort? How hard can it be to just calm them down? Before I had kids, I too could not tolerate those restless creatures. Their feet are flying all over the place. Their piercing screams and uncontrollable tantrum are beyond comprehension. Now, as a mom of two young boys, my perspective has shifted. I understand that those little humans are not designed to sit still. Especially when past their nap time, those little rebels often act up not to torture everyone, but simply because they're tired. They're not playing with the tray table to annoy the heck out of you. It's just their phase of being curious and constantly exploring. I'm not saying they're all angels. The naughty ones can be quite a handful at times. Not because they're out to get you, but because in their world, everyone's playful and ready to have a bit of fun. Children cannot fully express themselves, so as parents, we speak for them. I also want to speak for those guilty-looking moms. Believe us, it is that hard to control those little jumpy feet, to stop those curious fingers from poking around, and to calm down their bursts of laughter or tears. Like many women, we're conditioned to prioritize others' needs over our own. Even before external pressure kicks in, we're already giving ourselves a hard time for not meeting the societal expectation of perfect moms. So next time you see a tired, embarrassed-looking mom with a three-year-old melting down on the airport floor, give both of them a smile, would you? That will mean the world to them. With a perspective, I'm Sally Zoe.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.